Hello, it's Dr. Jeff with another episode of Talk Healthy Today. This episode, we will welcome another amazingly knowledgeable guest from the medical, health, and nutrition field, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. So you don't want to miss this episode.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
There's been a lot of talk lately about energy. Well, especially the fact that we're running out of it. But what about your personal energy supply? Do you have enough, or are you frequently exhausted and overwhelmed? If you're get up and go, got up and went, you're not alone. In a recent survey of adults by Health Focus International, 45% of respondents said that they were concerned about how often they felt tired. In fact, fatigue is the fourth most common health complaint affecting 28.5 million Americans, and it's on the upswing. Today, I'm so happy to talk with America's leading authority on fatigue, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You'll not only discover some surprising energy thieves, but Dr. Teitelbaum will also share some smart, easy-to-implement strategies to lift your lagging energy levels. And of course, I want to welcome everyone to the show, and remember to make sure that you visit EuropharmaUSA.com for great information. They are an amazing sponsor and bring great information to the show, and I get to welcome their wonderful guest as well. So, a little bit of background on my guest today. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is the author of the popular free smartphone app Cures A to Z, and of the best-selling book From Fatigue to Fantastic, and the complete guide to beating sugar addiction and the fatigue and fibromyalgia solution. He's a lead author of four studies on effective treatments for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, including Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, The Dr. Oz Show, and Oprah and Friends. He lives in Kona, Hawaii, and remember to visit his website, www.endfatigue.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Jeff, it's awesome to be with you. And we're going to teach people why, even though we're facing the perfect storm for human energy crisis, it's really easy to put healthy energy back in your gas tank. You can have all the energy you need and use it to live a life that you love. So we're going to teach people how to do that today.
You know, the interesting thing is this is one thing that we do here more than anything else. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. And I wonder sometimes, you know, are we just products of today's world? I mean, do we put our blame on lack of quality sleep? Is it the fuel that we're running our body on? Are we truly overwhelmed, run down, burnt out, and just fatigued? Or is it, for some people, a way to have an excuse to not get things done?
Well, you take a look. The American diet has lost half of its vitamins and minerals in food processing, and it didn't have that much of a surplus to begin with. So we're starting just even getting out of the gate. We've lost half of the nutrients, except, of course, the calories. This is the first time in human history, Jeff, where people are obese and malnourished at the same time. So we're going to teach you how to make that easy to get what you need. Also, we've lost one-third of our sleep. The average night's sleep used to be 9 hours a night, and now it's down to about 6.5. So that's about a 30% pay cut when it comes to sleep. And the speed of modern life. And you go back 200 years ago, if you wanted to send a letter from one coast to the other, you know, you hired somebody from Pony Express, and maybe the guy survived, and maybe you heard back 3 months later. Now you just hit send, and then, you know, 2 minutes later, beep, it's back in your box again. And the speed of life has increased. Now, from my way of looking at it, this is the best time in human history to live. And if I would, I wouldn't pick any other time. And you would have to pry my cell phone from my cold, dead fingers if you want to get that away from me. And that's kind of a modern thing. Most of the things in modern life, they're awesome. But you got to have what you need to thrive in this environment. And even simple tips. You want to know one of the healthiest foods there is for energy?
What's that?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I think there'll be a lot of people happy to hear that.
I mean, you know, and you know, this is stuff we're going to give you today. It's all going to be stuff you enjoy, because if it doesn't make you feel good, that's your body's way of saying, no thank you. So we teach people how to optimize their energy, and I want to make one important distinction. Most of the things that are being sold as energy drinks are really energy loan shark drinks. And you want to distinguish between something that's a loan shark versus something that's putting healthy energy in your gas tank and helping you step on a gas pedal. So we'll talk about how to do both. But stay away from the loan shark energy stuff, because that stuff's just nasty.
Now, as we look to this and we decide that we need to make some changes, you know, obviously we have a tendency to put everything on the back burner and wait until there's massive amounts of ill health before we start getting healthy. So when someone is saying, okay, I'm listening, I get it, I know I need to make some changes, but where do I start?
Well, you start with a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think back, like I say, the average night's sleep, average, until 100 years ago, was 9 hours a night. How do you feel when you go to get a good 8 hours sleep on a weekend night versus that 6.5 hours sleep that you're getting? It makes a big difference.
Yes.
So you want to find an hour and a half worth of things in your life each day that you hate, that you don't enjoy, that make you grind your teeth and make you feel bad. So whether you have, you know, somebody you're talking to in your life who's an energy loan, who's an energy vampire, you know, that you kind of want to run and hide, but you feel like a deer stuck in the headlights when they're coming, you know, cut them loose. Doctor's orders. Start to trim away. Are you watching the evening so-called news, which isn't news? It just, let's find all the bad news on the planet we can find to scare you and double it and make lies about it and then put it on the screen. That's not news. That's like the horror show masquerading as news. Turn that stuff off. If it feels good to watch it, watch it. When it stops feeling good, do that Tai Chi move where you kind of you pause, you center, you reach your arms out to the side, grab that TV remote control, and turn that thing off if you're not enjoying it. Cut out an hour and a half of stuff you hate and save it for sleep time. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep or staying in deep sleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night, try a 1 ounce protein snack at bedtime. It'll keep your blood sugar from dropping. A couple herbs are outstanding. There's one called Healthy Z's that you can get at your health food store. Another one is called AngioCalm, which is more effective than Librium to calm you down. And I take that myself for sleep each night. And there's another one that's a herbal mix called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. But I would start with the Healthy Z's and the AngioCalm. And you're going to find most of you are going to be sleeping like puppies and kittens. And you'll get your 8-9 hours sleep, and you're going to wake up the next day having cut out stuff that you hate that you thought you should do. You know how you keep thinking you should do this, should do that, should do the other? You know what that's called, Jeff? That's called shooting on yourself. Stop it. Get rid of that stuff in your life. Do the stuff that you love. So you start to sleep, and that's going to be a really good way to make it easy to begin.
You know, I think the interesting thing we do as a nation, and I don't know when this happened, but we started thinking that if the symptoms were gone, the problem was eradicated. And we do this with everything from flu and cold season. We go to the drugstore and we find whatever package has most of the annoying things we're going through on the label, and that's what we use. And digestion is another one. We cover up the problem, and when we don't have gas and bloating and heartburn anymore, we think we fixed it. But energy is one of the ones that we figure stimulating our body, anything and anywhere that we can use something that'll give us energy to get through the day, you know, we'll do it. And we are so overstimulated, but we rarely think about, like you mentioned, a great night's rest is where we need to start.
Yep, and you're going to feel good. Your mood is going to feel better. Your anxiety will decrease. Your depression go down. You're just going to feel better because our bodies are made to have an eight to nine hour repair and recycling period. It kind of regenerates and rejuvenates us during that 8 hours. It's not a waste of time. It's some of the best time to spend all day.
You had mentioned an ounce serving of protein at bedtime. Can that be any kind of a good quality protein?
Yeah, hard-boiled egg, meat, cheese. And this is only if you tend to wake up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And we could do a whole other show on sleep. But, you know, if we just start with a Healthy Z, start with the AngioCalm, those two. And maybe even some magnesium at bedtime. When you get into winter time, do an Epsom salt bath, especially if you're achy. A lot of people with fatigue, low energy also causes your muscles to get tight, and they're going to hurt. So what you want to do is you want to go ahead and you want to put 2 cups of Epsom salts in a tub of hot water, and take a nice soak. Have a bottle, have a glass of red wine, have a little bit of chocolate. And yeah, people say it's a bit of a stimulant, but it's okay. Just go for a small amount, light some candles, put some lavender oil in the bathtub, have your evening ritual. And this is your time to reward yourself. And just these are just simple things that can put you into deep sleep at nighttime. And it's not hard to do. And if you have pain that's disrupting sleep, for those of you with pain, there's a pain relief miracle. It's an herbal mix called Curamin. It's a mix of 4 different components. And when I first tried it, I had people who were on chronic morphine that their pain didn't touch. Mm-hmm. And the Curamin made it go away. It is amazing. It can be taken with any other pain medications, too. Give it 6 weeks to see the full effect, but you'll usually see an effect that within a half hour. And it is just one of the most amazing things for pain that there is that you can find. So you do that. You'll get a good night's sleep. You'll be pain-free. Again, not rocket science. Easy stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of the Curamin myself. Very, very big believer. I've steered a lot of people to that product. It's very, very good quality, and especially these people that are on these huge amounts of opioids, and they've been on them or analgesics as well for such a long time. What a nice natural way to get some relief.
Well, in head-on studies, it's more effective than medications.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's hard to believe. You know, people don't believe that if it doesn't come in an amber bottle, it can't be effective. Boy, are they surprised.
Well, you know, you've got, and this is also a topic for another show, you've got 35,000 people a year dying from Advil-related medications, ibuprofen, other arthritis NSAIDs. And with these herbals, instead of getting side effects, you get side benefits. Lower cancer risk. It's more effective for depression than taking antidepressants in head-on studies. I mean, there's so much in the toolkit, but all the doctors know about is basically what's most profitable for the drug companies. So should we talk about nutrition, Jeff?
Because yes, I would love
area
to.
For people.
Absolutely,
so
please.
If you want to go ahead and fill your gas tank, I mean, most of the listeners, nice thing about your show is they already know the difference between food and junk.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to be preaching to the choir on that. Cut back the sugar, especially sodas. Go with the whole fruit or vegetable juices instead of fruit juices, which are also loaded with sugar. Most people will find that for energy, a high-protein diet works the best to sustain energy through the day. Some people will need protein in the morning. Other people will do better with complex carbs, whole grains, things along those lines. And the best way to tell is just listen to your body. See what feels best to you, and you're going to know. And also, most people find that they need more salt, not less. Especially, we'll talk about low adrenal in a moment, too. But if you salt restrict to the government guidelines, the main benefit, and this is shown in really large studies, there's a really important benefit to salt restriction, and that benefit is you die younger, and the Social Security system thanks you.
Oh, my.
But there's no sense to salt restriction. And if you tend to have low blood pressure and you salt restrict, you'll crash and burn. But other things for nutritional support, there's a nice multivitamin called Clinical Essentials. I also like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. I'll take that, and I'll take one scoop of ribose. We did several studies showing that ribose increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks of use. So you can do the Clinical Essentials in the morning, take a scoop of ribose or the Energy Revitalization System powder, all kinds of different simple ways to get really optimal nutritional support. But most multivitamins are just, what's the term I'm looking for, caca. They just don't have anything in them. They have the RDA, or what I call the ridiculous dietary allowances. So you want to get one that's a high potency. And especially for those of you with gentle stomachs, the Clinical Essentials is a really good way to go. And you'll find when you're doing these things, you're putting healthy energy in your gas tank. And now, instead of running on fumes all day like most Americans are, your body has what it needs to make all the energy it wants. And it's really simple. You know, take a multi in the morning, get a good night's sleep at night, you know, add some ribose to it, and you're pretty much going to be good to go. Most of you will find that your energy with those simple things will skyrocket. There's one other common thing. I mean, there's a number of things, especially people with fibromyalgia, that you need what I call energy-intensive care treatment. But our research showed that if you have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, doing what you call the SHINE protocol, the stuff we talked about today, hormonal support. If you have tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerance, you need thyroid hormone. I don't care what your blood tests show. They're not reliable. They miss the majority of people who need thyroid support. You have those symptoms, go to a holistic doctor, get some thyroid hormone. Take a little bit of iodine. I like what's called triiodine, 6.25 milligrams if you have those symptoms, or just fatigue in general. Try it for one bottle and see whether you're iodine deficient. It makes a big difference. And if you get irritable when hungry, if you're basically, if you're ready for marriage counseling or divorce lawyers, or, you know, if you get these irritable, you know, this feed me now or I'll kill you kind of irritability during the day, that's low adrenal. That's when your blood sugar keeps dropping. And that's why if anybody gets between you and that Twinkie bar, it's like getting between a mother bear and her cub. You know, your claws come out. So if you have that kind of a thing, adrenal support is easy. Again, we talk about increasing salt, increasing water. And then there's a really nice herbal mix called Adrenaplex. Take that in the morning. It's going to smooth that all out. And I'll tell you, it's a lot cheaper than divorce attorneys. And, you know, if you're that kind of person, give your spouse a little card that says, if I get irritable, feed me. Don't try to reason with me. Ain't going to work. Feed me.
I think I've seen this in action before, so this is making very good sense.
Yeah, and it's just easy. These things are not rocket science, like I said, Jeff. And for those with iPhones or Androids, there's a smartphone app. It's a free app. They have like a $2 upgrade on it. It's called Cures A to Z, C-U-R-E-S, capital A, dash Z. It'll have all these things in it. You talk about, you know, look up insomnia, or look up whatever pain you got, to look up, and it'll tell you exactly how to make it go away using the best of natural and prescription therapies. As an MD, I like to use the whole toolkit. But it's just that most doctors, the only tool they have in the kit is a hammer. And that's a lousy toolkit to have.
Well, I do want to make sure that I remind everybody to check out the website, endfatigue.com. And remind everybody, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com for more information on this and all the show segments. Remember to go to the radio show webpage at Radio MD. Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned here on the show. Let's face it, today, walking into most health food stores, well, it can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with youthful information and a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores today. I have some big questions for my guest, but a quick reminder from the people who make this show possible. Give me 30 seconds, and I'll ask the big question.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
Dr. Teitelbaum, when people come to you and they're reading and they're getting information, the one thing I think a lot of people have a hard time doing, and I don't know if there's a quick fix for this, is giving up their addiction to fast food.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. It's not so much critical that you give up your pleasures. It's more important that you give your body what it needs so it can thrive with that. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm on the lecture circuit, and the only place left, I'm done with my lectures, I'm in the parking lot answering questions till 1 in the morning or midnight sometimes. And the only place left, and I haven't eaten yet, is Taco Bell, you know? And it's lousy, and it's not, but it's, you know, it's, I don't want people to worry about enjoying all the pleasures of day-to-day life. It's an okay thing to do in moderation, as long as you'll know by how your body feels. But what you want to do is make sure your body has what it needs. Take that clinical essentials multivitamin so that you have what you need. Get the sleep so you have what you need. And this way, I think you can have a little bit of fast food and your health at the same time. It's not like the fast food is poison, even though sometimes it comes close. It's more that it's stripped of everything except calories. So you want to give your body back those other things that it needs.
Huh. You know, I think sometimes the mentality is all or nothing. And I think a lot of us try to run with that, and then we fail.
No. There are some people, some addicts, for example, who they have to do all or nothing, because that's just how it works. Otherwise, if they try a little bit, they won't work. But for most people, they can have a routine and have a certain amount. Here's the trick, Jeff. Listen to your body. How does it feel to you? If something feels good to you and it is working, now heroin feels good, but it won't be working because 5 days later you're going to feel miserable. So how does it feel? How's it working? And if you simply go with those things that feel good to your body, and if things are working, then your body is saying, go for it. It's really that easy. We have in the media today where they try to make you afraid of everything. It's not a matter of what the news is. It's a matter of what can we make you afraid of today. Light bulbs, oh my God, the flickering is going to give you seizures. Don't get me started on the air and water. No. The world is basically a healthy place if you give your body what it needs to thrive. You don't want to be neurotic about everything. Enjoy the life that we're given. It's the best lifetime in human history. But take the clinical essentials. Get your healthy Z's and your angiocom at night and the time for sleep so you can get your deep sleep. Simple things like this. And if you follow your bliss, if you do the things that give you joy in life, you are going to thrive. And all of the rest of it, I would tend to toss. There's just this thing of, you know, what's today's crises? How can you make it neurotic? Tune that stuff out.
You know, I think people, when they listen to this, they're going to want to go to the next step. And one of the next steps they can do is go to your website, End Fatigue. And I think that this is really going to be amazing. I just went here and I'm looking at it as we're talking, and I'm thinking to myself, this is such a great place for people to go, not just for information, but for a little bit of grounding and, you know, let people know that, hey, you're not the only one going through all this. And it's an accumulation of everything. It's the mood, it's the sleep, the energy, the discomfort, the pain, the nutrition, and all that stuff together. This is a great resource, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, thanks. And there's a free energy analysis program where it'll just have you take a quiz, simple quiz, to go through it. And if you want, it'll even analyze your pertinent lab tests if you have those available, though you don't need that. But if you have that, it'll do that too. And it'll tell you what you need to do to optimize your energy. It'll go through literally hundreds of different things. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. And at the end, you'll know, here are the key things in your life that you need to do to optimize energy, whether you have day-to-day fatigue or whether you're just on the ropes.
Well, I think this is good information, and I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed today because fingertip information is everywhere now, the swipe or a tap, and we can have so much information. And I think the hard part that we come into is we end up waiting until we're desperate and we're so frustrated, then we reach out for anything that sounds good rather than taking a step back and maybe just telling ourselves that we need to get back to the basics, the things that we knew, you know, once upon a time that we forgot about.
Absolutely. And Jeff, for those out there who did push themselves to where they blew a fuse, right, which is basically what fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, if you can't sleep even though you're exhausted, have widespread pain and brain fog, that's fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. I do treat people from all over the world, often by phone consultation. I had that disease myself. That's how I've learned about all this. It knocked me out of home. Medical school left me homeless for much of a year. So I've been there, done that. And right now, my energy, if you saw my schedule, I'll be flying to Brazil next week, lecturing in Vegas a couple of weeks after that, just came back. You know, my schedule will make most people's heads spin like a top. But I only do things that I love. And I walk my talk in terms of doing the things we talked about. And it's possible to have literally all the energy you want easily. But I'm going to say again, use it for things that feel good. If you do it for things that you think you should be doing that you hate, your body will shut you down.
And the thing is, people can actually make some of these adjustments a little bit at a time, so they're not as overwhelmed. And, you know, and anything you make toward the good and heading in the right direction is going to be better than where we are right now spinning our wheels.
If you take a good multivitamin like Clinical Essentials, I would add the ribose in with it, a scoop each morning. The Shine Ribose is the least expensive, easy one. You can get that on Amazon or on the website. You do that in the morning, you're going to find within a month your energy is going to be much better. You get your 8-9 hours sleep a night, and then you can come and drop it on Jeff and give him a hug and say, thank you for giving me back my life. It's not hard. It's easy, and it doesn't have to take much time at all.
I think somewhere along the line, we thought it was so out of reach and so complex and so over our head that a lot of us threw in the towel.
Oh, it's just that, lack of basic education. It's just, how do you thrive in today's environment? Today's environment is awesome. It's insane, but it's awesome. All you need to do is give your body what it needs to thrive. And, like I said, we've talked about a lot of stuff, but I'm going to repeat myself. If you're using your energy for things that feel good, that excite you, that make you passionate about life, your body will free up the energy flow. If you're doing stuff you hate, your body will crank it down. So follow your bliss and then give yourself the basic things to put gas in your tank. Take the Clinical Essentials in the morning, get your sleep at night, and suddenly you're driving with a full tank, and it's easy.
And
you're going to love it. You're going to love the way you feel when you do this.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for on-demand podcast, and they're available all at radiomd.com. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Don't forget, you got to go to his website, nfatigue.com. I hope you have a great day. Be well.